The Simpsons TV show has become notorious for not only having the longest-running sitcom, but for also seemingly predicting the future through their episodes. Somehow, The Simpsons have managed to predict several future events through the storylines of their episodes. It has almost become a tradition for people to look towards The Simpsons to see what they're planning next. Now that we have entered a new year, it's time to see what The Simpsons has predicted for 2025. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, we will be talking about The Simpsons predictions for 2025. But before we begin, I just wanted to ask you guys to like, comment, and subscribe so we can get this video seen by everyone who needs to see it. A quick disclaimer, I've lost my voice and I'm in the recovering process, so if you're wondering why my voice sounds different, that's why. Thank you all. Now, let's get right into it. If you're wondering how The Simpsons manages to predict the future year after year, you're not alone. So many people truly believe The Simpsons writers are some sort of time travelers or fortune tellers who can see into the future. In reality, it's much more complicated than that. I'ma tell you exactly how The Simpsons manages to so-called predict the future, and it's not magic or a time machine. Simply put, The Simpsons writers know what's going to happen because they know the plans for the future, not because they can see into it. The Simpsons was created by cartoonist Matt Groening, who has secretly revealed several times throughout The Simpsons that he is a member of the elite secret society, the Freemasons. The Freemasons are one of the most powerful secret societies, not only in America, but the entire world. The Freemasons played a crucial role in the development of the United States. Many of our US presidents have been known Freemasons, with several others that have kept their Masonic ties hidden. In fact, the first US president, George Washington, was a member of the Freemasons. So were many of the signers of the Declaration of Independence. America is a Masonic country. The reason it's called the Land of the Free is because it's a Masonic term. This is the land of the free and accepted Masons. The main goal of the Freemasons is to establish a new Masonic world order, which they have been implementing for centuries. The Masons have been using several tools to create this new world order and to prepare the world for its arrival. They do this through many different methods, with one of the most effective being Hollywood. So when Matt Groening and his team of writers seem to be predicting the future, it's not a prediction, but a Masonic prophecy. They are just showing us their plans that they are planning to enact for a future year. Like I said earlier, Matt Groening has let us know several times over that he's a member of the Freemasons. Not only has he used secret Masonic poses like the one-eye symbolism, but he has literally confessed this himself through his Simpsons TV show. In past episodes, I have presented the evidence that would suggest Matt Groening is a Freemason. For the sake of this video, and for those who haven't seen those old videos and are new to the channel, I will present these examples again. In one of the earlier episodes named Springfield, they show Mr. Burns talking to Smithers about germs when the camera zooms into Smithers' face and the germs literally confess the Freemasons run the country.
Why, what do you mean, sir?
Freemasons run the country!
This is as open as it can get, but there is more. In episode 12 of the 6th season named Homer the Great, they show Homer speaking to his family about joining the Stonecutters, which is supposed to represent the Freemasons. Homer talks about wanting to join the Stonecutters when Homer's father tells him that he is already a Stonecutter and even mentions that he is a member of the Freemasons.
Get into the Stonecutters.
They do that, Dad.
I'm a member.
What don't they do? Oh, do so many things they never stop. Do they're my stars.
You don't know what they do there, do you?
Not a second.
No. I'm a Stonecutter.
Stonecutters, Grandpa?
Oh, sure. Let's see. I'm an elk. A Mason. Mason. A Mason. Here it is. The Stonecutters.
Oh, this is it. My ticket in. You have to let me join if I'm a son of a member.
Initiation begin.
All Stonecutters must take the leap of faith. If you survive this 5-story plunge, your character will be proven.
Happy landings.
This ritual is called Crossing the Desert.
And by the sacred parchment, I swear that if I reveal the secrets of the Stonecutter, my stomach become bloated and my head be plucked of all the 3 hairs.
I think you should have to take a different oath.
Everyone takes the same oath. Welcome to the club. of number 908, you have joined the sacred order of the Stonecutters, whose ancient times have split the rocks of ignorance that obscure the light of knowledge.
As you saw for yourself, the Simpsons openly confessed to his Masonic connection. Now, as you can see clearly, this Stonecutter organization is clearly a parody of the real Masonic organization. They show Homer entering the Lodge of the Stonecutters, aka the Masonic Lodge. Inside of the Lodge, they show the all-seeing eye symbolism and the square and compass, both prominent Masonic symbols. They also show Homer being initiated into the organization through hazing and code. This episode is clearly about Homer joining the Freemasons. What's the most interesting about this is the fact that Homer's character is actually based on Matt Groening's own father, meaning that Matt was telling us his father was a Freemason just like him. The Simpsons aren't predicting the future. They are telling us the plans these elites have for the future. Now that we have established how The Simpsons doesn't predict the future, but know the plans for the future, let's see what the show is telling us their plans might be for 2025. First, let's talk about the strange fog that has been going on around the world. Have any of you watching this video noticed a thick, mysterious fog in your area that just doesn't go away?
We'll be closely monitoring dense fog that will impact plans this evening. Already, the National Weather Service has issued a dense fog advisory for Charlotte and Lee counties.
You're looking live at LAX this morning, which is being impacted not only by the fog that still seems to be fairly dense at this hour, but also...
No surprise, we're in the dense fog advisory again. Now, this should persist until about midnight.
Had a foggy few weeks across not only North Dakota, but all over the country.
I myself started seeing the fog where I live, and a couple of days later, I ended up with a cold. Now, I'm not saying the fog gave me the cold, as I'm not a doctor, but many people have been claiming that this mystery fog is causing people to become ill. I can't lie. I drove through the fog and I ended up sick just a few days later. What's interesting about this is that this mysterious fog that makes people sick was actually predicted in an old Simpsons episode called The Treehouse of Horror 5, which was the sixth episode of the sixth season. The episode aired all the way back on October 30th, 1994. In a scene of the episode, Homer wakes up from a nightmare when out of nowhere, a thick, sick-inducing fog seeps in through the window and turns the Simpsons inside out.
Only now where there's nothing to be afraid of. Except that fog that turns people inside out. Except that fog that turns people inside out.
Uh-oh, it's seeping in. Stupid cheap weather dripping.
As you saw for yourself, this thick mysterious fog seeps in through the window that causes a sickness and turns the Simpsons family inside out. Looking at this today is rather interesting because so many people have been talking about this mysterious fog that is causing people to get sick. No one knows what's causing this mysterious fog. The Economic Times posted this article speaking about how this mysterious fog is spreading all over the world, leading to serious health concerns. Many people have been reporting seeing this dense mystery fog before smelling a strong chemical odor that leads to them getting sick soon after.
Mysterious fog has started to show up all across the country and people are very worried. Ever since the Dior bag stopped showing up in the sky, people have started to see fog at their house all across the country. Literally from all corners of America, people are walking outside their house seeing fog like this, but saying that it has oddly big particles in it. Florida, Pennsylvania, Minnesota, California, and Texas, and basically all over the country, people are reporting the same thick particle fog. Some people are saying that it's making them feel sick, smells like chemicals, and is not normal, and what are the odds that it's the exact same looking stuff everywhere? This is a video somebody took yesterday morning in Florida at 6:30, and this is not snow. They don't know what this is. This person said, this fog is everywhere, and it's not just fog. It's like someone spraying something weird. My throat's been killing me since it rolled in. Anyone else notice this chemical smell? It's not natural. Feels like we're in a sci-fi movie where the air is not safe anymore. No one has been able to say exactly what this fog is or why people are able to see it all across the country. But
when I saw the mystery fog, I didn't smell it, but I was also in my car. It's being reported that the fog is impacting several U.S. states, including Texas, Wisconsin, Florida, Minnesota, Virginia, Maryland, West Virginia, Nebraska, Kansas, North Dakota, and Oklahoma. Some states have gone as far as to issue fog alerts. With no answers coming from the government, it has led people to speculate on what could be causing this fog. Some people online have started to speculate that maybe it's the government behind this strange fog, and it's the reason they haven't addressed it at all. I honestly don't know what's causing this fog, But I will admit, it's quite strange, especially when it seems to have been predicted by The Simpsons. This fog reminds me of the mysterious drone sightings that were being reported at the end of last year. The drone sightings first started in the area of New Jersey, but quickly started to spread all over the East Coast, eventually the rest of the country, and even being sighted in other countries. People were claiming to see these strange drones flying over their homes.
Millions of Americans have their eyes to the sky trying to unwrap a mystery. Ever since Thanksgiving, there have been thousands of reported drone sightings, mostly in the skies over New Jersey. Now those sightings have spread. Reports of flying objects have cropped up in half a dozen states in the Northeast, some even here in New York City. And now what was a curiosity is raising some alarm among some federal officials.
U.S. officials are downplaying drone sightings over the state of New Jersey, saying there's no evidence of any national security threat. Reports of the drones have been coming in for nearly a month. People in the area say they're at least 6 feet in length and are flying at various altitudes. It's not yet known who's controlling them or where they're coming from.
What's interesting about this is that it appears The Simpsons might have also predicted this happening as well. In 2006, The Simpsons released an episode called GI, which was the fifth episode of the 18th season. In the episode, Homer notices a drone outside his window spying on him that he thinks is a military helicopter. The drone then begins to chase Homer and all the other residents of Springfield.
Stupid army, shoot for me with that giant helicopter in the distance.
It's not giant and it's not in the distance. It's small and it's in our room.
Predator drone!
As you saw for yourself, Homer claimed that the military was searching for him in a helicopter in the distance, but it turned out to be a drone. This seems awfully similar to what has been happening since November of last year, and is continuing on into the new year. I made a full video on the drones, and just like Homer stated in the episode, I believe these drones are connected to the government. See, the government has told people not to worry about the drones, but at the same time, won't tell the people where these drones are coming from and why they have been flying over people's private property. In my opinion, I believe these drones had to be a part of some top secret military operation. What I heard some media sites reporting was that the drones were looking for some radioactive materials that ended up going missing during transport on December 2nd. Now, I don't buy this because the drone sightings started happening almost 2 weeks before December 2nd, during the middle of November. I don't think the drones were looking for any radioactive materials, and that was simply a way to cover up what they're really doing. Now, I will say that it is strange that these mysterious drone sightings were seen right before this mysterious fog will start appearing all over the country. It almost seems like it could be connected. Considering The Simpsons managed to predict both of these incidents, I wouldn't be surprised if they were. Another prediction The Simpsons seems to have made correctly for 2025 was the rise of AI humanoid robots. Some of you guys should remember I covered Elon Musk announcing the Tesla bots. At the end of last year, Elon Musk told the world during a tech conference that he was planning on selling AI humanoid robots to the masses very soon.
It applies to a humanoid robot. It's the same techniques. It's just a robot with arms and legs instead of a robot with wheels. And we've made a lot of progress with Optimus. And as you can see, we start someone in a robot suit, sort of down. And then we've progressed dramatically year after year. So if you extrapolate this, you're really going to have something spectacular, something that anyone could own. So you could have your own personal R2-D2 C-3PO. And I think at scale, this would cost something like, I don't know, $20,000, $30,000. Probably less than a car is my prediction long term. Now, it'll take us a minute to get to the long term, but fundamentally at scale, the Optimus robot, you should be able to buy an Optimus robot for, I think, probably $20,000 to $30,000 long term. So, and what can it do? It'll be able to do anything you want. So it can be a teacher, babysit your kids, it can your dog, mow your lawn, get the groceries, just be your friend, serve drinks. Whatever you can think of, it will do. And yeah, it's going to be awesome. And I think this will be the biggest product ever of any kind.
While Elon claimed the consumers could expect to purchase the Tesla bots in 2026, they are now announcing that the robots will be ready in 2025, with Elon utilizing them for his Tesla company as soon as this year. I made a video covering this, and I explained how these robots could potentially do more harm than good. I mentioned how I see a future where these robots are not only replacing many human-occupied jobs, but even worse, turning on their creators and seeing the human race as a threat. Now that these AI humanoid robots are being rolled out, who knows how this might end? Just like the drones in the fog, it seems like The Simpsons may have predicted these AI humanoid robots taking over. In The Simpsons episode, Them Robots, from the 23rd season, we see The Simpsons rolling out these AI humanoid robots. The robots eventually replace the jobs of the humans and then turn on them.
Ladies and gentlemen, meet the future masters of the race.
Comic-Con nerds!
You fool, these are robots. You will train them, and they will replace you.
As you saw for yourself, these AI humanoid robots shown in this episode seem to be foreshadowing of these Tesla bots that seem to be coming out this year. I honestly believe these Tesla bots might have dire consequences in the end. One thing I will say though, one prediction that The Simpsons made last year came true, as they predicted that Donald Trump would end up becoming the president, and that's exactly what happened. Like I said earlier, none of this is The Simpsons predicting the future. If any of these so-called predictions turn out to be true, it wasn't because they looked into a crystal ball or jumped in a time machine. It's because the writers of this show are connected to the Freemasons and have knowledge of their plans. Well, I'm gonna end this one here. But before you guys go, I would like to kindly ask you guys to subscribe if you're not. Please like, comment, and share this video so others who need to see this get a chance. I again want to apologize for the way my voice sounds. Hopefully by the next video I have fully recovered. But thank you for being patient with me, and I'll see you guys in the next one.